The surplus reserves banks hold in their deposit accounts at the Fed fell from $2.2 trillion in 2017 to $1.4 trillion now. No one knows how much surplus cash banks need to feel comfortable. That depends partly on regulations, which have increased the amount of cash banks must hold as a buffer, but also on business sentiment. Banks' near-death experience in 2008 to 2009 has left them with a strong desire to hold plenty of extra cash. Economists have attempted to estimate the level at which banks would start to squirm, most coming up with estimates of $1.2 trillion to $1.5 trillion. Usually banks have at least this much on hand, but they may not have had on September the 16th for quite benign reasons. That was the deadline for quarterly corporate tax payments, meaning companies asked banks for more cash than usual. The Treasury had issued $77 billion worth of bills the previous week. The buyers, mostly banks, also had to pay on September 16th. The Fed expected these events, said Jerome Powell, its chairman, but not such an extreme reaction. As banks' cash piles shrank, they grew reluctant to lend to companies and other counterparties. The repo rate spiked. Some banks stepped in, lending to companies at elevated rates. But then those banks tried to borrow from other banks in the federal funds market, pushing up the rate. This prompted the Fed to intervene. Cash would have become scarce sooner or later, says Bill English of Yale University. In a growing economy, especially one with a rising government deficit, the demand for bank cash increases over time. The Fed now faces a choice. It could return to conducting frequent open market operations to pin down interest rates as before the crisis, or it could keep the current system and avert future cash shortages by expanding its balance sheet enough to keep the banking system permanently saturated with liquidity, even as demand for cash grows. On September 18th, Mr. Powell suggested that the Fed would opt for the latter, saying it wanted reserves to be ample enough to avoid operations of the sort carried out in recent days. He also announced technical tweaks that will mean banks are compensated a little less handsomely for cash deposited at the Fed, which might encourage them to lend a little more in the repo market instead. It is unclear how quickly balance sheet expansion might be resumed. This week's events suggest it may be soon. As Mr. Powell said after the Fed's meeting, I think we'll learn quite a lot in the next 6 weeks.